Well, congratulations on your comeback. I know you played in the derby, but what a comeback for you last week. A win for the Mariners, their first at home since last December. All 3 points, team into the top six, and you find the back of the net.
Yeah, it was very good. A good return, good 90 minutes personally, and as a team, a great performance. Kept a clean sheet, and of course, the 3 points is fantastic.
You've played just over 20 games and you've scored 4 times for the Mariners. It's a fantastic record. Through your junior career, did you play up front at all and did you have a goal scoring record?
Yeah, I used to play, but I got shafted to the back line a couple of years ago, so yeah.
The Mariners at the moment, some great combinations, particularly left side with Connor Payne and Scott Galloway, but how do you feel like you go with Jake McGing alongside you?
Yeah, good. We know each other really well. We room together, so there's always that partnership there. And, of course, last season we played a lot of games together, so we've only just grown with experience and, we both know each other quite well.
Speaking of Jake McGing and knowing each other well, you've got, like, a love bite there from him. You've gone viral with this celebration gone wrong.
Yeah, any publicity is good publicity. So, it went pretty viral. It's pretty funny because he's my roommate and, we laugh about it now. So, yeah, it's all good.
What about Paul Okon and the new style of football he's implemented in such a short period of time? It's working wonders for the Mariners.
Yeah, definitely. Every game we've played, I think we've dominated possession, and that's the way he wants to play. And we've had multiple entries into the box. We just, you've got to finish them more and get more chances. So it's been working very well.
Harry, you're a Sydney boy. The opportunity to face Western Sydney this weekend, Saturday, will be an absolute blockbuster. I want to get your thoughts on this because I feel like they're almost the form team of the competition without results. They've been dominating every match they've played at spotless without the results. What's your analysis?
Yeah, they're a very good team. They have a lot of good foreign players, the Japanese guy, and Martinez is very good on the ball, so they'll be very dangerous. The results haven't gone their way, so they'll be looking to change that this weekend, but hopefully we put on another performance like last week and we come away with a clean sheet and 3 points again.
Today at training, I believe Monty was on limited duties. Just my opinion, what were your thoughts of his shift last week? I think it's probably one of his best in Mariners colours.
Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic. He leads from the front. He's an absolute workhorse. He won't stop running and, he's a pleasure to play with.
What about the high possession game that you've got happening at the moment? And not just high possession, but accurate with the Mariners in 2016?
Yeah, definitely. Our passing's been on point. We dominate. We like to dominate possession and get chances into the box. And it's clicking. There's still a lot of work to do, but it's going well.
I'm glad you asked that. Final question. I've heard Paul Okon say that he knows what you do well and what you don't do well. Can you elaborate on that for us? What do you feel like you need to work on moving forward?
Oh, we definitely need to increase our ball speed and move the ball faster along the pitch. And when we get those chances, we just need to be clinical and finish them up front. And obviously, keep some more clean sheets would be nice.
I said it was the last question. One more. You got him behind with ease last week against Perth Glory, a fantastic team. That was probably the key aspect, was what you did in the final third, and that looks like it's coming together as well.
Yeah, we've got some absolutely fantastic players. I mean, Connor's been doing really well. Trent, as you know, was lightning on the weekend, and Roy's clinical with his finishing. So we get the ball to them three, and they come up with what they do, and anything's possible.
5,500 there on Thursday night, that sounded like a lot more. What's the impact like for you with the home crowd behind you?
Yeah, it was amazing. The crowd is fantastic, and they pushed us through. And thanks to them, and hopefully they come out in numbers this weekend against the Wanderers, get a big turnout, and hopefully we'll get the same result.